Time now for We're Bigger Than You Think, a weekly conversation on the dynamic real estate market in York County and the Two Carolinas, presented by ReinhartRealty.com.
So, Jay Reinhart, here we are at the end of July. It's hot as it can be outside. Is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? What's going on?
Manning, it is a hyper-local market, so depending on which neighborhood you're in, and price ranges. So if you're in the $300,000, $400,000 price range, we are still in a seller's market. There's no question. But if you own a $4 million house, then you're likely in a buyer's market. Again, because just price ranges and the cost to get into those ranges. Now, the other thing that's happening is we do have about a little over three months worth of inventory on the market. Now, that's a big contrast to when we were saying we had 20 days worth of inventory. So yes, there is more inventory on the market, but we're not to a balanced market, which is 6 months. So can I say that we're in a buyer's market? Not really, unless you're in certain price ranges. But we are more moving toward a balanced market with inventory still staying on the market only about 3 to 4 weeks.
So I would think that if I'm a buyer or a seller, it's more important now to listen to somebody who does this for a living, a Reinhart realtor, and pay attention to what they're telling you about prices.
Right. Share with them your motivation. You really need to be honest with your real estate broker. They've got to know exactly what's happening in your brain and what your objective is so that they can make sure to advise you. If you're not really motivated, this is not a market to start testing out on the high end of your price range.
So do yourself a favor. Go to ReinhartRealty.com to get this process started. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Manny.
Join us Thursdays for We're Bigger Than You Think, presented by ReinhartRealty.com. Trustworthy, reliable real estate services locally, across the nation, across the globe.